to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is The Church Everlasting. The hymns are 183, 233, 248. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. The Holy Bible, Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." And correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit, as we reach the life which is truth, and the truth which is life, by bringing forth the fruits of love, casting out error, and healing the sick. Rock. Spiritual foundation. Truth. Temple. Body. The idea of life, substance, and intelligence. The superstructure of truth. The shrine of love. And excerpts from Pulpit and Press, the dedicatory sermon by Reverend Mary Baker Eddy. And this writing is proof she's still on the field. Today, being with you in spirit, what need that I should be present in propria persona? Were I present, methinks I should be much like the Queen of Sheba when she saw the house Solomon had erected. In the expressive language of Holy Writ, there was no more spirit in her, and she said, "Behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard." Both without and within, the spirit of beauty dominates the Mother Church, from its mosaic flooring to the soft shimmer of its starlit dome. Nevertheless, there is a thought higher and deeper than the edifice. Material light and shade are temporal, not eternal. Turning the attention from sublunary views, however enchanting, think for a moment with me of the house wherewith they shall be abundantly satisfied, even the house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. With the mind's eye, glance at the dreadful scenes of the war between China and Japan. Imagine yourselves in a poorly barricaded fort, fiercely besieged by the enemy. Would you rush forth single-handed to combat the foe? Nay, Would you not rather strengthen your citadel by every means in your power and remain within the walls for its defense? Likewise, should we do as metaphysicians and Christian Scientists? The real house in which we live and move and have our being is Spirit, God, the eternal harmony of infinite soul. The enemy we confront would overthrow this sublime fortress, and it behooves us to defend our heritage. How can we do this Christianly scientific work? By entrenching ourselves in the knowledge that our true temple is no human fabrication, but the superstructure of truth reared on the foundation of love and pinnacled in life. Such being its nature, how can our godly temple possibly be demolished or even disturbed? Can eternity end? Can life die? Can truth be uncertain? Can love be less than boundless? Referring to this temple, our master said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He also said, "The kingdom of God is within you. Know then that you possess sovereign power to think and act rightly, and that nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love. If you maintain this position, who or what can cause you to sin or suffer? Our surety is in our confidence that we are indeed dwellers in truth and love, man's eternal mansion. Such a heavenly assurance ends all warfare and bids tumult cease. For the good fight we have waged is over, and divine love gives us the true sense of victory. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. The river of his pleasures is a tributary of divine love, whose living waters have their source in God and flow into everlasting life. We drink of this river when all human desires are quenched, satisfied with what is pleasing to the divine mind. Perchance, some one of you may say, the evidence of spiritual verity in me is so small that I am afraid. I feel so far from victory over the flesh that to reach out for a present realization of my hope savors timidity. Because of my unfitness for such a spiritual animus, my strength is not, and my faith fails." Jesus said, "Be not afraid." Is not a man metaphysically and mathematically number one, a unit, and therefore whole number, governed and protected by his divine principle, God? You have simply to preserve a scientific, positive sense of unity with your divine source and daily demonstrate this. Then you will find that one is as important a factor as duodecillions in being and doing right, and thus demonstrating deific principle. And therefore is the seer's declaration true, that one on God's side is a majority. who lives in good lives also in God, lives in all life through all space. His is an individual kingdom, his diadem a crown of crowns. His existence is deathless, forever unfolding its eternal principle. Wait patiently on illimitable love, the Lord and giver of life. Reflect this life, and with it cometh the full power of being. They shall be abundantly satisfied with thy house. The foundation of enlightened faith is Christ's teachings and practice. It was our Master's self-immolation, his life-giving love, healing both mind and body, that raised the deadened conscience, paralyzed by inactive faith, to a quickened sense of mortal's necessities, and God's power and purpose to supply them. Christian Scientists, you have planted your standard on the rock of Christ, the true, the spiritual idea, the chief cornerstone in the house of our God. Divine Presence, breathe thou thy blessing on every heart in this house. Speak out, O soul. This is the newborn of spirit. This is his redeemed. This his beloved. May the kingdom of God within you, with you always, reascending, bear you outward, upward, heavenward.
There's quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power.
Now let's all pray together in silence for a few moments. Then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Thine is the kingdom.